Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is June the 10th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Psalms, chapters 23 to 31. Our times are in the hand of God. We read in Psalms 31 verses 14 and 15 like this. But as for me, I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me. For almost 10 years, David was a fugitive in the wilderness, being chased around like a dog by King Saul. During this extended period of persecution and isolation, there were multiple instances that David had close encounters with death. This psalm from David expresses frustration as he sees traps laid out for him, his own sins, abandonment by friends, and plots schemed against him. David thus expresses his despair in no uncertain terms, as he prays earnestly that God would preserve him in his troubles. In the midst of his troubles, however, David turned his eyes towards God for help, as he knew that all the varied events of his life were in the hand of the Lord God of heaven, and he need not fear. What a great statement of faith coming from the depth of depression. When we applied David's faith into our lives, we too can be certain that God alone knows and decides how we should live on this earth. We glorify God not by living a long life, but by completing the task that is assigned to us. It is the quality of our lives as we fulfill the will of God that is important, and not the length of our lives. God has planned the exact number of days that we will live on this earth even before we were born. And if we are obedient, God has promised to ensure that we will live out the full number of days as per His declaration, I will fulfill the number of your days, mentioned in Exodus chapter 23, verse 26. While we live on this earth, let us create a legacy of faith in God's word through our lives, words and actions, as we display our sincere love to others around us. When God calls us eventually to His heavenly abode, we can also declare it is finished as we commend our souls into the hands of our Heavenly Father. Let us never forget this. Our times are in the hand of God.